Okay, so welcome to the deep dive. Today we're tackling a question that, well, probably crosses every Audi owner's mind eventually. Who do you trust with your car when it needs work?
It's a big one.
Yeah, and you, our listener, sent us this fantastic article. It lays out 12 really key questions you should ask when picking an Audi mechanic, specifically here in Dallas.
Right.
So think of this as like your shortcut to feeling confident. Our mission today is to unpack these questions, figure out why they actually matter, and, you know, help you make the best call for your Audi.
Exactly. Because let's be honest, Audis aren't just cars, are they? They're pretty sophisticated machines.
Definitely.
You've got precision engineering, tons of advanced tech. Think turbocharged engines, the quattro all-wheel drive, adaptive suspension, complex electronics everywhere.
And they're not your average run-of-the-mill vehicle.
Not at all. And they really demand specialized care. You can't just take them anywhere.
You nailed it. And in a place like Dallas, I mean, you've got options, right? Dealerships, independent shops. It can feel overwhelming trying to figure out who really knows their stuff.
For sure. It's easy to get lost in the choices.
So consider this deep dive your personal guide, maybe your pit crew, helping you find the absolute best hands for your Audi. Let's jump right in. First big question. Certification. Why is this so important?
Okay, certification. It's basically your first signal, right? It tells you a mechanic has actually invested time and effort into specialized training for Audi, or at least German vehicles.
So proper training.
Yeah, rigorous training. And ongoing education, too, because the tech keeps changing. You might see things like Audi of America factory training, ASE master technician status, maybe with a European specialty, or Bosch certified service center. Those mean something.
Okay, so it's more than just a piece of paper on the wall, then. What's the real benefit for, you know, someone driving an Audi?
Well, the real insight, it isn't just the certificate itself. It's the proof that they understand your Audi's complex tech. And that ultimately saves you time, saves you money, ensures the job's done right the first time.
Right.
These certifications show they get the proprietary systems, like the MMI infotainment, the driver assistance systems, ADS, you know, automatic braking, lane assist.
All like complex stuff.
Exactly. And the ECUs, the engine control units, the car's brain, basically. A certified mechanic knows how to diagnose and fix these things properly. They catch stuff a general mechanic might miss, avoids misdiagnoses, bigger problems later.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah. So practically speaking, if you're checking out a mechanic, what should you do about certifications?
Simple. Just ask to see them. Seriously. A reputable shop, one that's proud of its training, they'll be happy to show you diplomas, certificates, whatever validates their expertise. If they get cagey about it, well, that might be a bit of a red flag.
Okay, good tip. Let's move to the second question, parts. The article talks about OEM, OE, and aftermarket. Can you break those down for us? Why does it matter for an Audi?
Sure. So OEM means original equipment manufacturer. These are literally the exact same parts your Audi had when it left the factory.
Identical.
Identical. Then there's OE, original equipment. These are often made by the same company that makes the OEM parts, but they're sold under a different brand name. Maybe not through the official Audi channel.
Ah, okay.
And then aftermarket parts. These come from totally different third-party companies, and the quality there, well, it can really vary a lot.
So for keeping an Audi running like it should, is there a preferred type?
Generally, yeah. Sticking with OEM parts is usually the safest route for an Audi.
Why is that?
Because they're identical, like we said. Yeah. They guarantee the best fit, the best performance, the best reliability long-term. It keeps the car's engineering just as the designers intended.
What about those aftermarket parts? Are they always a bad idea?
Not always. I mean, there might be situations, maybe for certain upgrades, or if the budget is really tight, a high-quality aftermarket part could work. But, and this is a big but, you need to understand the potential trade-offs.
Like what?
Lower quality is the big one. It could hurt your Audi's performance, or maybe it just won't last as long, leading to more repairs down the road.
The article mentions a specific red flag here. What should people watch out for?
Yeah, be wary of a shop that always pushes the cheapest aftermarket option without really explaining why or what the risks are.
Okay.
It could mean they're more focused on their own profit than on what's actually best for your car long term, a good mechanic. They'll discuss the options, explain the pros and cons clearly, and help you decide.
Got it. Transparency again. Okay, question three, experience. Specifically, experience with Audi models. Why is that so critical, especially here in Dallas with so many different Audis on the road?
Well, you see everything here, right? From like an A3 e-tron all the way up to a beast like the RS5. And every single one of those models has its own quirks, its own common issues, specific service needs.
Uh-huh.
So a mechanic who works on Audis day in, day out, they're just going to know these cars inside and out. It's about that deep hands-on familiarity with the brand.
Can you give an example or two? Like, what kind of quirks are we talking about?
Sure. An experienced Audi tech would know the ins and outs of the Quattro system, right? Or potential issues with timing chain tensioners on some older 2.0T engines. That was a known thing.
Right, I've heard about that.
Or specific MMI failures, common turbo boost leak spots, PCV valve issues, even the really specific stuff needed for diagnosing the high voltage systems in the e-tron models. A general European specialist might know some of it, but maybe not the deep model-specific details that save diagnostic time and money.
Okay, so how do you actually figure out if a mechanic has this kind of specific Audi experience?
Yeah.
The article had a pretty direct question.
Yeah, it's simple but effective. About how many Audis do you work on each week?
Straightforward.
Very. Their answer gives you a really clear idea of how much of their business revolves around Audi. If they're seeing a good number of them regularly, that's a strong sign they have the focused experience you want.
Makes sense. Question four is about warranty. What's the deal with warranties on parts and labor when you're picking an Audi mechanic in Dallas?
A warranty is huge. It's basically the mechanic saying, I trust my work and I trust the parts I use.
Confidence.
Exactly. A good, reputable Audi shop in Dallas should absolutely stand behind their repairs. The article says, you know, typically look for at least 12 months or 12,000 miles.
Okay.
But some of the really top shops might even offer more, like up to 3 years or 36,000 miles on certain repairs.
And why is that warranty so vital, especially with potentially complex Audi repairs?
Well, think about a big job, right? Like a transmission rebuild or replacing a turbo or that timing chain job you mentioned. Those are significant repairs.
Yeah, not cheap.
Definitely not. So a solid warranty gives you crucial financial protection plus peace of mind. If something goes wrong related to that repair later, you're covered. It also shows the mechanic trusts their own skills and the quality of the parts they're installing.
So what specific things should you ask about the warranty?
Okay, first ask if it's a nationwide warranty or just local to their shop. That matters if you travel.
Good point.
Then confirm clearly, does it cover both the parts and the labor needed to replace them? And critically, ask what's excluded. Normal wear and tear items like brake pads usually aren't covered, for example. Get clarity up front.
Okay, let's switch gears to tools. Question five highlights the need for Audi-specific diagnostic tools. Why won't a basic code reader from the auto parts store cut it?
Because modern Audis are basically rolling computers. Super complex networks managing everything.
Yeah.
Engine, transmission, brakes, safety systems, infotainment. Pretty much. And to figure out what's wrong accurately, you need tools that can speak their specific language, you know? A generic scanner, it's like trying to diagnose a sophisticated computer issue with just, like, the most basic utility. You might see a general error, but not the specifics.
You need the specialized software.
Exactly. Audi-specific tools are like having the manufacturer's own diagnostic software.
The article mentions some specific names, VAS something?
Yeah, VAS 5054A is one interface often used with VCDS software, which is also known as VAGCOM. That's a really powerful system for VW and Audi group cars.
Okay.
It also mentioned Audi's offboard diagnostic information system. That's actually the same system the official Audi dealerships use.
Wow. Okay. So what can these tools do that the generic ones can't?
A whole lot. They go way beyond basic OBD2 codes. They can read detailed Audi-specific fault codes, even for intermittent problems. They allow for crucial module programming and software updates often needed after a part replacement. They can reset service reminders correctly and even adapt new components to your specific car. It's deep level stuff.
So those common OBD2 scanners you can buy, what are their real limits then?
They can read the basic emissions-related codes, the ones mandated by law. But they usually miss all those detailed manufacturer-specific codes that help pinpoint complex issues.
Gotcha.
And they definitely can't do things like reprogramming modules or adapting new parts. So you might get a vague clue about a problem, but not the precise info needed for a proper fix.
The article had a pro insight about diagnostics.
Ah, yeah, good one. Don't be afraid to ask the shop if you can see a sample diagnostic report they've generated.
Really?
Yeah. A professional shop using the right tools should be able to produce a detailed report. Looking at one can give you a feel for how thorough they are, their attention to detail. It's like a little window into how they operate.
Interesting. Okay, moving on to the shop itself. Question 6 suggests actually looking around the place, checking out their equipment. Why does the shop's condition matter?
Well, think about it. A clean, well-organized, properly equipped shop usually reflects professionalism and attention to detail.
Sure.
It suggests they take pride in their workspace and they've invested in the right stuff to do the job properly and efficiently. It's often a good sign about the quality of their work overall.
So if you do get a peek inside, what specific things should you look for?
Keep an eye out for proper automotive lifts suitable for European cars. Is the place generally clean? Are the tools and parts storage areas organized, or is stuff just lying around? Look for Audi-specific equipment, too. Maybe specialized tools for DSG services or an alignment rack that's clearly set up for European vehicle specs. Things like that.
And how does that organization, or lack thereof, actually connect to the repair quality?
Working on Audis often requires real precision. Attention to detail is key. If a shop looks chaotic, messy, disorganized, it might make you wonder if they could make mistakes, lose parts, or just generally be careless.
Yeah, I can see that.
A clean, organized space often translates to a more meticulous approach to the actual repair work. It builds confidence.
Right. Question 7 is about customer reviews. We all know about checking Google or Yelp, but are there other ways to gauge a mechanic's reputation?
Oh, definitely. Online reviews are useful, for sure, but don't discount old-fashioned word of mouth.
Talk to people.
Yeah. Go to local Audi meets or car club events, chat with other owners. Sometimes, believe it or not, you can even ask the service advisors at the Audi dealership. They might informally recommend good independent shops.
Interesting.
Also, look for North Texas German car clubs online. Their members are often gold mines for reliable, experience-based recommendations.
Okay, so when you are looking at reviews online or from people, what kind of patterns should you look for? What themes matter most?
Look for consistency. Are people repeatedly mentioning good communication, like the shop calls before doing extra work?
Yeah, that's important.
Exactly. Also, diagnostic accuracy. Did they fix the problem right the first time? Is their pricing seen as fair and transparent? No surprise charges. And what about the basics, cleanliness, professionalism of the staff? Consistent positive comments in those areas, that's a really good sign.
Transparency comes up again with question 8, estimates and invoices. What are the warning signs here? What should make you pause?
Vague estimates or invoices that don't really break things down, that's a red flag, especially with luxury cars where costs can add up. You don't want surprises on the final bill.
So what should you expect from a good mechanic?
A reputable shop should always give you a detailed written estimate before starting any work.
Always written.
Always written. It should list everything, parts costs, estimated labor hours, any shop fees, taxes, a clear breakdown. And importantly, they should communicate immediately if they find anything else during the inspection, explain it, and get your okay before adding it to the job.
Why is that level of detail so crucial for auto repair, especially with Audis?
It builds trust, plain and simple. When they're upfront about costs, explain what you're paying for. You understand the value.
Right.
It also makes it much easier to compare quotes if you're getting a second opinion. And it just prevents arguments or confusion when it's time to pay the bill.
The article had another pro tip about invoices too, right?
Yeah, smart one. Always ask for a digital copy of your invoice and keep your service records organized.
Why digital?
Easier to store, search, and keep track of. These records are super valuable if you ever have a warranty issue down the line, and they definitely help with resale value. Shows the car has been properly cared for.
Makes sense. Question 9 digs into specialization. Why is it generally better to take your Audi to a European or German specialist versus just a general all-makes garage?
It comes down to focus. Shops specializing in European or specifically German brands like Audi just develop a much deeper understanding. They know the engineering quirks, the common failure points, the specific tech.
They see them all the time.
Exactly. They've likely invested more heavily in the right tools, the specific training for their techs, and just have way more hands-on experience needed for accurate, efficient Audi work.
The article listed some typical brands these specialists handle.
Yeah, you often see them focus on Audi, VW, since they share so much tech, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, maybe Porsche. Concentrating on these allows them to really master the specifics.
So what are the real tangible benefits for you, the Audi owner, if you choose a specialist?
Generally, faster, more accurate diagnosis. Because they've seen it before, probably many times.
Saves time and potentially money.
Right. They're also more likely to use the correct torque specs, follow the exact manufacturer procedures, which prevents future issues caused by improper repairs. It often means fewer misdiagnoses, quicker turnaround, and yeah, potentially lower long-term costs because things are done right.
And just like with experience, there's a key question to ask about specialization.
Yep, another direct one. What percentage of your work is on Audi or other European brands? The article suggests aiming for shops where it's over 50%. That shows a real commitment and focus.
Okay, question 10, maintenance schedules. Mm-hmm. Are Audi schedules different from, say, domestic cars?
Yeah, often they are. Audi, like a lot of European brands, tends to have specific intervals. For example, using synthetic oil, changes are often around 10,000 miles or 12 months.
Yeah.
They also have specific services like DSG, transmission fluid changes, maybe around 40,000 miles. We mentioned the timing chain tensioner checks on some engines. Even brake fluid is often recommended every 2 years, regardless of how much you drive.
Why is sticking to that factory schedule so important for an Audi?
It's absolutely crucial. It prevents premature wear on expensive parts, keeps the car performing optimally, maintains fuel efficiency, and really importantly, it helps keep your factory warranty valid if you still have one.
Right, the warranty aspect.
Yeah. A good Audi mechanic will know these schedules inside out and help you stay on track. It's all about protecting your investment and ensuring reliability.
Question 11 talks about all the advanced tech in modern Audis. Can you give some examples and explain why it needs special knowledge?
Oh man, where to start? Today's Audis are packed. Adaptive cruise control that works in traffic, lane keeping assist, trick adaptive suspensions, mild hybrid systems, plug-in hybrids.
That's a lot.
It really is. So servicing them isn't just about wrenches anymore. Mechanics need to be skilled in mechanical and electronic diagnostics. They need to know how to program and calibrate control modules after repairs. It's a real blend of skills.
The article specifically mentioned the complexity of electronic repairs on something like the e-tron.
Yeah, the fully electric models like the e-tron, they're another level. High voltage battery systems, super intricate control networks. Working on those requires very specific training, specialized safety gear, and strict procedures.
Definitely not for a general mechanic.
Absolutely not. You need someone who's specifically trained and equipped for high voltage EV work. It's a safety thing as much as a technical one.
There was a bonus tip related to tech and recalls.
Ah, yes. Ask if the shop routinely checks for open safety recalls on your vehicle when it's in for service.
Why is that a good sign?
It just shows they're thorough, proactive, and genuinely care about your safety. It's a small thing, but it speaks volumes about their process and commitment.
Okay, final question, number 12. Preventative maintenance packages. What's the main benefit of going for those?
The goal is simple. Save you money and hassle in the long run. These packages are designed to catch small issues early before they snowball into big, expensive problems. It's proactive care.
Makes sense. What kinds of services usually get bundled into these packages at Audi shops?
You often see things like regular oil changes, brake fluid flushes, coolant flushes, tire rotations, wheel alignments, maybe carbon cleaning for direct injection engines, and definitely comprehensive multi-point inspections where they check everything over.
Anything else to look for with preventative maintenance deals?
Yeah, see if they offer package pricing. Bundling services can sometimes save you money compared to paying for each one separately.
Good tip.
Also, look out for seasonal specials, like AC checks before summer or battery checks before winter hits. Smart shops often tailor promotions to the time of year.
That covers all 12 questions really well. The article also had that handy summary checklist, right? Just to quickly recap.
Yeah, it's great. Just lists the questions again and a quick why it matters. Perfect little cheat sheet when you're actually evaluating shops reinforces the main points.
Definitely useful. Beyond questions, the article also highlighted some bonus traits of the best Audi mechanics. What makes a mechanic truly stand out?
Communication is huge. The best ones call you before doing unexpected work. They explain things clearly, in plain English, not just jargon.
Right. No surprises.
Exactly. They often take an educational approach, too. Maybe they'll show you the old worn-out part, use a diagram, maybe even let you see the diagnostic screen if it helps explain things.
That builds a lot of trust.
It really does. Also, look for a customer-focused vibe. Comfortable waiting area, shuttle service, loaner cars. Shows they value your time. And finally, a commitment to ongoing training. They know the new models, the latest service bulletins, the right procedures. They stay current.
The article then specifically mentioned Autoscope European Car Care here in Dallas. What did it say about them?
It positioned Autoscope as a really solid, trusted option. They've apparently got over 40 years of experience, and here's the key. They exclusively focus on European luxury brands. Audi, BMW, Mercedes, Porsche.
The specialization we talked about.
Exactly. That focus suggests a really deep understanding of Audi's specific needs.
What about their tools and how they do things?
They apparently use factory-level diagnostic tools, like the VGCOM and Otis we mentioned, same stuff the dealers use. That means accurate diagnostics. And it said they stick closely to the manufacturer's recommended service protocols for everything, basic maintenance or complex repairs. High standards.
And their customer experience and parts philosophy.
Seems like a big focus. Clean shops, personal service advisors, clear estimates up front. They also use digital inspections, sending photos or videos of issues, which is great for transparency.
Yeah, that's helpful.
And parts-wise, they stress using OEM or high-quality OE parts, and they back it up with a strong warranty, apparently up to 3 years, 36,000 miles, which shows confidence.
So how does Autoscope fit into the Dallas landscape for Audi service?
They're presented as a really strong dealer alternative, offering that same or very similar level of expertise and precision, but potentially with a more personal touch and maybe without the typical dealership overhead costs reflected in the price. Kind of the best of both worlds, potentially.
Okay, wrapping things up, what's the final piece of advice the article gives to Dallas Audi owners looking for the right mechanic?
The core message is take your time. Do the research. Vet potential mechanics thoroughly. These are sophisticated, expensive vehicles.
What?
Choosing the right tech is absolutely critical for proper care, for preserving the car's value, and honestly, for your safety. Don't just pick based on the lowest price. Focus on expertise, quality parts, and genuine good service.
Sound advice. Lastly, that quick FAQ section. What were the highlights there?
Yeah, it touched on costs. Basic Audi service in Dallas, maybe $120 to $200 range, more complex stuff, could be $300 to $1,500 or even more. It depends heavily on the model and the job.
Okay.
It also revisited the dealer versus independent choice. Basically said a top-notch independent specialist can offer dealer-level quality, often more competitively priced if they have the right credentials and focus.
And bringing your own parts.
Advised caution there. Some shops won't warranty the labor if a customer-supplied part fails. Something to ask about up front if you're considering it.
Wow, that was incredibly thorough. It's crystal clear that finding the right mechanic is a huge part of owning an Audi.
Yeah.
Arming yourself with these questions really does empower you to make a much better decision.
Absolutely. And, you know, it makes you think. This whole process, these kinds of questions. What other complex decisions in life could benefit from this approach?
That's a great point.
What are the 12 key questions you should ask before, I don't know, choosing a financial advisor or a contractor for a big home project? It's a really useful framework, isn't it? Something to mull over.